Welcome back to the Frankencast. Today we review the episodes 8 and 9 of season 2 of Game of Thrones, and later on I'll review some other, possibly Arrow, and then maybe have some BattleTech talk. So, see you soon. So, you thought that episode was good, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I liked Brienne and Jamie talking smack to each other.
Okay, yeah. I know you're talking about the sister that's real pretty and the short guy.
No, not those two.
Which two? I haven't learned all their names yet.
The Brienne's the knight with the short hair.
Oh, and the pretty lady that...
And,
did you see where they got naked together?
No,
You were dozing.
Brienne's the knight with the short hair, and Jaime's the one they call the Kingslayer.
Ah... Oh, so what's the blonde big chick's name?
Brienne.
Brienne, okay.
Yeah, did you like them talking smack to each other?
Yep.
Yeah.
And, she saved his butt, though.
Yeah, and in the north, they, it was those natives that caught...
I'm thinking of them as the snow people.
Yeah, snow people. They... caught Jon Snow and
one of his older guys that was with him, the other ones got killed.
Yeah. Yeah, all the other men of the north got killed. So things look pretty dire. I just made a plan because the wolves being the sigil of the north.
I have a feeling Jon Snow might lose his virginity to that, the snow chick, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And on that note, I don't think there's anything else to cover. So I'll see.
Well, you know, okay. See, I don't know their names.
Oh.
But you know the kind of handsome guy who's a decent guy. He's not a vicious killing people guy. And he's with the woman that cut the guy's leg off.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they got naked with each other.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want you to marry whatever. And he goes, I don't want to marry her. And she said, well, that's a very important bridge. And he said, I don't care anymore. And... they went at it.
Yeah. And Arya's still going around trying to kill everyone. Like everyone on our list.
Who is?
Arya, the one Stark that looks like a boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You're getting, you're trying to get all the characters straight.
I don't know all their names yet. What's her name? Arya?
Yeah, Arya.
The one that's pretending she was a boy?
Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah.
She's smart.
There's a bartender that I know. Her second daughter's named Arya.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah. Well, I'll come back later for reviews on Arrow. So he's so late again. On Arrow, season 5, episode 13, okay, like, he's fighting Caden James, who's, who thinks that, Green Arrow killed his son, he thinks Green Arrow murdered his son. So, he's, Caden is going around and, going around trying to manipulate things to where, Green Arrow got outed as the Green Arrow by, got outed, and while he was mayor, so he had to dig Masqueraders has the temporarily be the Arrow, even though he has the tremor problem in his hand, and then had to return to being the Green Arrow because Dig had been keeping the tremor secret, and Oliver learned about it. So all season so far, Caden been keeping one step ahead, and he got possession of this bomb that could turn the entire city to ash. So, anyway, tonight, the backstory to all this was revealed, and, Caden was part of the, of this hacker group that was hacking into, he was hacking into the, this, one pharmaceutical group, and doing some stuff, and Argus got on, so Argus was after him for hacking, and Caden and his son were estranged because he's been missing out on his son's basketball games. Because Caden's a workaholic, and so Caden promised his son to watch the finals, but right before he was able to go in and watch, Argus found him and arrested him, and then later on, when he was in custody, they informed him that his son was murdered. And that's how he got the... that's how he got the vendetta. And essentially there was a bunch of fighting and searching around for the henchmen that left because they suspected Caden of double-crossing them and not providing them with an escape from the bomb. And then then our heroes somehow they found the truth that they found something, and they tried to pass off Oliver's son as Caden's son, and they got Caden to realize that Oliver didn't murder Caden's son, that that it was his own fault, and that he allowed Black Siren to do it by making it let Black Siren make it look like Oliver did it. And that was the episode with him being arrested once again. It was a pretty good episode, and sorry again if I stuttered. Anyway, I'll see you guys later on for more Game of Thrones.